Eastern North Carolina has had its fair share of severe weather lately. On Tuesday, at least 4 tornadoes were confirmed to have touched down in eastern North Carolina in Craven, Cumberland, Edgecombe, and Jones counties. The National Weather Service reported that a roof was blown off a home in Edgecombe County, minor structural damage, downed trees, and no major injuries. While the storms this week were relatively minor, severe weather last Friday caused widespread damage and led to the death of an 11-month-old boy in Chowan County, part of a storm system with 6 confirmed tornadoes in eastern North Carolina. Around 1:15 Friday afternoon, the National Weather Service office in Newport issued a tornado watch for all of eastern North Carolina. Shortly after, the first tornado warning was issued for the Greene County area. An EF0 tornado with wind speeds of 65 to 85 miles per hour touched down near Shine, about 5 miles west of Snow Hill. A second tornado formed near Walstonburg, 6 miles north of Snow Hill, as a more powerful EF1 with maximum wind speeds of 110 miles per hour. Greene County Emergency Management Specialist Trey Cash.
We had 17 minor structure damage. Now, when I say that, it means barns, houses, carports, things of that nature. 17 structures were minorly damaged. And we had 2 major damaged, with one was being a tree fell on the house and an actual Sanderson Farms chicken house. The top flew off and collapsed the building.
By 6 p.m. Friday evening, the tornado warning had expired. But an hour later, as the main line of the storm system moved west to east, tornadoes touched down in Pitt and Beaufort counties. At 7:22 p.m., an EF2 tornado touched down in the community of Chakod. Meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Newport, Laura Pagano, says wind speeds hit at least 115 miles per hour.
That tornado was about 75 yards wide, and the path length was about 1 mile long. And then it seemed like the tornado, it picked up, so you actually had a brief period of time where the tornado wasn't on the ground.
Residents in Pitt County also sustained major damages. Director of Emergency Management Noel Lee says the EF2 tornado touched down near Blackjack Simpson Road around 7:15 p.m., destroying 3 homes and damaging a farming operation in Pitt County.
One home was totally rolled over and totally destroyed. One home was blown off its foundation, and the other mobile home had the roof taken off. And then one farming operation was hit hard. Mainly his equipment, where it was stored, shelters, grain bins, that type of damage.
Lee says no injuries were reported because residents either evacuated or were not at home during the tornado. After impacting Pitt County, the tornado left the ground and then touched down again at 7:35 in Beaufort County. The now EF3 tornado, about 350 yards wide, with maximum wind speeds of 150 miles per hour, devastated the Wichards Beach community in Chakawinity.
I've been told by some people that I have lived for 90 years that they cannot remember an F3 tornado coming through Beaufort County.
John Pack is the Emergency Services Coordinator for Beaufort County. He says the tornado crossed the Pamlico River and touched down again on the other side as an EF2.
It proceeded in a northeasterly direction across River Road and along a road called Asbury Road, and then it went to the intersection of North Carolina 32 and US 264, still on the ground, and proceeded parallel to North Carolina 32 for approximately 2 miles, and then it lifted back up and stayed up, thank goodness.
The entire path of the tornado spanned 21 miles as it traveled through Pitt and Beaufort counties. Overall, the storm caused 16 injuries and damaged hundreds of homes, mostly in Beaufort County.
We've got 60 homes that have major damage, which means the house had more than 50% of its structure severely damaged, and there are at least 15 to 20 which are completely destroyed, foundations only remaining. Then you'll have another 130 homes that have sustained moderate to minor damage.
Around 8:30 p.m., the severe weather began to weaken, and that's when disaster relief organizations like the American Red Cross sprang into action. A Red Cross shelter opened in Beaufort County, where 18 residents stayed overnight Friday at Snowed Branch Church of God. Director of Communications for the Eastern North Carolina region of the American Red Cross, Autumn Meem, says over 160 disaster workers were mobilized to Eastern North Carolina to assist in tornado cleanup and recovery.
They're doing things from handing out supplies to meeting individually with the families that are affected, to providing hot meals, mental health workers that are taking care of the emotional health of people. As you know, this is pretty devastating, and you may not really kind of feel the effects of what happened, you know, until a few days later, and you need somebody to talk to and help you work through that.
By Tuesday, Red Cross volunteers shifted their priority from providing disaster recovery to helping tornado victims devise a disaster recovery plan.
And we've got additional what we call caseworkers that come in, and they're very experienced with working with victims of disaster and sitting down with the families and really talking through comprehensively, you know, what their needs are going to be going forward and how we can help them.
The American Red Cross also partners with other local, state, and national organizations to offer disaster relief.
We work pretty closely with the Southern Baptist. They come in with big trucks with machinery, and they're the ones that can do the real hands-on of cutting trees, picking up debris. So, you know, that's one of the resources that we tell people about when we're meeting them out there in the field. And Salvation Army, they can also partner with us, and they have so far in this operation to help with feeding as well.
On Monday, Governor Pat McCrory declared a state of emergency for Beaufort, Chouan, Pasquotank, and Perquimans counties, the first step in seeking federal funds to help defray the cost of providing emergency services, cleaning up debris, and repairing public infrastructure. As residents in eastern North Carolina start to rebuild, they face a long road to a sense of normalcy. Beaufort County Emergency Coordinator John Pack estimates it will take at least a year and a half.
The reality is that when you have this many structures impacted, it takes a long time. We just now are finishing the rebuild on a lot of structures from Hurricane Irene, which was 3 years ago.
Knowing how to keep your household safe during weather emergencies is critical, because once a warning is issued in your area, you may have very little time to react. Seek shelter in the lowest level of your home, in a center room, or in a closet away from windows. If you're in a bathroom, you can lie in a bathtub. Cover your body with a blanket or quilt to protect against flying debris such as broken glass. If you are caught outside during a tornado, lie flat in a ditch or low-lying area and cover your head and neck. For more information on how to prepare for severe weather and to see pictures of damage from the recent storms, visit our website, publicradioeast.org.